Today's devotional was written by the Reverend Jutta Ohotan. This contemplation cannot be separated from the initial reading in Isaiah 9:1-17 and the reading after, because there is a very strong and deep connection about God's mighty omnipotence to punish wickedness as a sign of his love for his chosen people. God does not absolve any of his people from wickedness, because wickedness is not the identity of God. The picture of wickedness is like a person who is hungry and is never content. Everything is eaten up, but nothing is satisfying. How many wicked ways have destroyed us today? Racism in all forms, school shootings, worsenings of environmental pollution. Nothing can be rejoiced in these matters. Are there still unfair decisions between us? A despicable decision? The weak do not get justice. The rights of the poor are being seized, stolen properties, being orphans. The way of wickedness must be destroyed so that it will not destroy God's people in the slightest. Wickedness can be ceased through the judgment of God's love in various ways. The annihilation of wickedness and condemnation of the wicked are signs of God's judgment for the ungodly and his love that liberates his people. This year's Advent celebration delivers a profound message that the coming of Jesus frees his people from the path of wickedness and leads them to the path of salvation. Let us pray. O Jesus, your coming frees your people from the ways of wickedness. Help us to understand which is the way of wickedness and which is your way of salvation. We are often blind to the path that leads us into judgment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.